Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together to worship you and praise you with our whole heart. Teach us and help us to yield to the unction and direction of the Holy Spirit and to do it with our whole heart. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray and speak over this congregation and those who may be watching by Facebook live streaming, Father God, and those who may watch it in future days to come, that we will consider that you alone are God. And you're worthy of my full attention. You're worthy of my deepest praise. You're worthy of all the honor the word says that I should give to you. And you're worthy for me to give it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And so we thank you now that as we come together, as the song says, we forget our agenda. We put down Facebook except for the word. We put down that strife that we had with somebody before we got here. And that may have come because somebody looked at us crosswise or didn't do what we thought they should do. But we just yield now to the unction and direction of the Holy Spirit. And Father God, forgive us for entering with our minds on other things, because you said we should enter this place to worship. We should enter with joy in our hearts and great expectation and excitement that we get a chance to worship you and we get a chance to learn of you and we get a chance to say thank you, Father God, that you're a God, that you gave Jesus that we might have life and have that abundant life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. And so as we come together today, I just want to admonish you, there's so much that can claim your attention in this next few minutes. And first of all, that thought that crossed your mind, Miss Jones preaching today, we're going to get out early. Forget it. Hallelujah. You know, the last time I was up, we were out by 11:30 or before, actually. But the Lord said, if you'll give me the time I need, I'll give you the time you need. And we needed to get out early because of activities that were going on. And he let me say what I need to say, and we left, amen. So God says, I'm here today. You came to worship me. Know why you are in the sanctuary. Too much goes on that is not related to God. So let's just readjust our thought, readjust our doing, readjust our thinking, and put our mind on the Lord. Say, my mind. Say, come on, mind. I bring you in, and you concentrate on the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Psalm 112 verse 1 says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty on the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. I'm listening in my spirit because, you know, I got that sermon, Therese. I got it outlined today. And I don't believe I'm going to preach it, but whatever the Lord says. The favor of God. Woo! Jaleel came down and asked him, Grandma, who's preaching this morning? You know who's preaching them this morning? I just handed her my scriptures. Glory to God. But I'm listening on the inside. And God says, okay, sholo bostasa. He said, do you love me? He said, do you love me? He said, do you really, really, really love me? Or is this just a half-hearted love? Or is it just a sometime love? Do you know what I did for you, Jesus said? Do you really, really, really know what I did for you? And I did it out of a heart of love. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. 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 I'm still listening on the inside. Something is not settled. There's somebody in this place that Belo-u-shikande. You're not settled. You know God and you know about God, but you kind of let loose of God. And God says, come unto me. Come unto me. Give me your all, because I've already given you my all, my son. And so it's time now that we let go of half-hearted worship and half-hearted praise and half-hearted attendance. If you're going to come to church, come to church and be the church in the church. And I'm saying, Lord, when I listen to myself, look like I'm fussing and whatever. Why can't I have one of those, good God going to bless you, hallelujah, with a whole bunch of stuff, hallelujah. And the more stuff you get and the more stuff you give, the more stuff you receive. He said, because I didn't tell you to. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? But you know, Gail mentioned this morning in Sunday school about going on doing things in spite of. And if we keep on going, listen CFC, listen Body of Christ, listen church, listen to those that, if we keep on going like we're going, we'll be way off. So today is a call to those to whom it applies to come back in to the perfect fellowship with God. I went with Pam the other day to Joann's and buying some fabric, and she told the lady, she's a seamstress. I said, I used to be a seamstress. And when I was, what I found out that back then, I don't know how patterns are, I haven't sewn in a long time. They had a 5/8 inch seam. If you got off that just a little bit and you kept on getting off, you had a mess. You hear me? They had that seam marked for a reason. Now, if you had to make adjustments, you better make the same adjustment all the way around. Because if you get off a 1/4 inch on this seam and a 1/4 inch on the other seam, you have a whole inch, because you had 2 1/4 inch on one side and 2 on the other, so you got a whole inch off. If God says, and if at worship time, this is a favor of God, at worship time, our hearts and our minds are turned totally to God. We just came in the door. And when my children were growing up, and Tim them, Jim and Mom was a, her house was like clean, clean. You come in the house, you're going to pull your shoes off. You didn't go in there with your shoes on. And they knew it. And we all knew it. And that was fine. So, but if we start going in there with our shoes on, we're getting off the program. So we knew to take the shoes off. You ought to know. You've got to get, no, I'm not going to say you shouldn't know. I'm telling you, learn how to. Is that a better way to say it? Learn how to, when before you walk in the door, get your mind and your heart in tune with God. So, Lord, I'm going to go to church today, the building, the assembly, the fellowship, and I'm going to worship you with my whole heart. I'm going to listen attentively to whoever sings, whoever preaches, whoever prays, whoever does whatever. I'm going to focus 100% on you. And that's a lifestyle. It's not once in a while. That's just what I do. Sunday morning. Everybody say Sunday morning. Sunday morning. I know some people have jobs and all. But Sunday morning, my mind never thinks about not coming to church by 9:15 on Sunday morning. Once in a while I run late, but my mind doesn't think, well, I get there when I get there. And my mind doesn't think, well, I don't believe I'll go today. You are part of the body. Can I encourage you? Can I ask you? Can you settle it in your heart? Sunday morning, I'm a part of this fellowship. If you're listening on and you're a part of somebody else's fellowship, be a partner in the fellowship. Be on time with your heart ready to give God praise. With your heart ready to love your neighbor as yourself.